Blackstone presents American Ghoul by Michelle McGill Vargas. This book is read by Jeanette Illidge. For Jackson and Madison. 1. I can't kill somebody who's already dead. That's what I told them white folks sitting out there judging me. Of course, they didn't believe me. For months, they saw Simone walking and talking like a real living person. But she wasn't living at all. Her heart didn't beat none, and if they paid close attention, they'd notice she never took a breath and rarely blinked them baby blues of hers. No, Simone wasn't one of us. But none of that mattered now. All they saw was me, some colored woman, standing over what they thought was Simone's freshly dead body. Hell, ain't been 3 years since old Uncle Abe freed me and my ilk. But here I am, shackled again. Except this time I'm in an Indiana jail, waiting for my date with the hangman's noose for supposedly killing a dead woman. What are you going on about, Lavinia? I flinch at the jailer's familiar use of my name, like he knows me. I fought hard for my name, but hearing it come out of his mouth is like sticker bugs scraping against my legs. Reminds me how getting familiar with the wrong folks got me into this mess. Martin, the jailer, makes his way to my cell. Doubt he can hear me over all the shouting outside. I can't make out the words, but I ain't gotta guess the whole town's out there demanding my head. Martin turns his ear toward the noise, snorts quietly, then smiles. Even though it's late in the afternoon, the July heat has him sweating like a fool, and I can smell the tobacco plug steeping in his mouth. The whole jail isn't that big, just two side-by-side cells, each barely large enough to hold a cot and a pot. Takes Martin only a few strides across the wooden floor to get to me from his desk. His hand grips a battered tin cup for collecting shots of muddy juice from his stained mouth. He shifts the mound around in his jaws before settling on a comfortable corner in his cheek. Then he leans against the bars of my cell, spits a glob into the cup, and licks brown dribble from his bottom lip.
What did you think was going to happen? You killed a white woman. She was dead, I say loud enough for him to hear despite the noise. Of course she's dead. You killed her.
Martin removes his hat and scratches his thinning gray hair. He spits into his cup again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?